Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. DraftKings Sportsbook is officially available in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. You definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet upon sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Hey, thank you everyone for joining us. We're glad you found the Keystone Sports Network. We have a wide variety of Penn State football offseason talk for you over the next 60 minutes. I'm Andy Mache. Joining me, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. And Mr. Ross Tucker, well done. Good call at the high school football state championships.
Thank you.
Good to see you again, Ross.
It was fun.
Aloha, Ross.
Yes.
Aloha, back from Hawaii. Don't forget.
Was it last week I missed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It seems like forever ago.
Actually, I feel like I was just here. So I guess it was 2 weeks ago I was here. But yes, thank you. I'm back.
All right, let's get rolling. News and notes will kick us off. We got Tucker's Tape being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Quarter three, they are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter number four, we're going to talk about the college football playoff selections, the college football playoff semifinals, and the bowl matchups and all the games and how the final ranking shook out. That will be what we talk about in quarter number four. I'm looking forward to that. But news and notes, let's get started. Easy to start earlier this week.
It was a slow week. So
it was, nothing happened.
We need about an hour and a half for the first segment.
Yeah. So as he was driving in his car, apparently, according to The Athletic, Ricky Ronnie got a phone call. Longtime assistant, Penn State's offensive coordinator. He's been with James Franklin since his time at Vanderbilt. He was offered the head coaching job at Old Dominion, and he took it. He's been the OC the last two seasons. Before that, he was the, under Joe Moorhead, was he the passing game coordinator?
I think he was actually the tight ends coach.
Tight ends coach, but he was a... He was like one of those coordinator type things.
He did a little bit of everything at Penn State.
Did it surprise you, Bob, that he got an offer and not that he took the job, but that he was the guy offered when you thought Brent Pry would probably maybe be the guy that gets a head coaching offer first?
I don't even know where to start with this, by the way. James Franklin got a contract extension.
That's part of my news and notes.
A couple of days before that, I've been told that in addition to the extension, money for facility upgrades, more money for his assistant coaching, the assistant coach's pool. It was all kind of part of it. And wouldn't you know, a couple days later, Ricky Ronnie's out the door as the ODU head coach. I'll just say this, and we can bat this around. I think it's one of three possibilities, and they all might be intermingled. Keep in mind now, Ricky Ronnie's pulled a 180, and he's gone from not ever wanting to be a head coach to wanting to be a head coach. He pulled a 180. Over the summer. I think there's a chance that he wasn't entirely comfortable as the OC at Penn State at that level. I think there's a chance that maybe James Franklin might have been sniffing around for possibly an upgrade. I mean, and I forgot what my third one was. I had it on the way over to the car, but I just think that the timing of all this, I think, is interesting, and I think all of it might be true. I don't know. I just find it, for a guy that was dead set against being a head coach to suddenly want to become a head coach at ODU, we'll just have to wait and see.
Really interesting. I always thought it was weird, this whole dead set against being a head coach thing. Who says that? Like, who feels that way? I don't know many guys, especially if you've never been one. Like, I can see someone who becomes a head coach and is like, oh my gosh, I have to talk to the administration, the alumni. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to coach football. That I understand. Someone who's been a head coach and decides they don't want to do it again. And maybe Ricky's just seen that and he knows. Because let's be honest, James Franklin is really a CEO. I have had people describe him to me as the best manager and organizer of people they've ever been around, and say, I had somebody say to me, he could be the president of the United States, just in terms of how he goes about his business,
right.
Which in my limited interactions with him doesn't surprise me. I've told you guys a couple of the stories before. So I think there is a possibility that James Franklin either told Ronnie, or Ronnie got a sense that maybe Franklin would look elsewhere at offensive coordinator. I don't really think that that's deserved. I thought they were much improved in several areas with a really young offense. And I'll just say to all the Penn State fans that are all excited about this, careful what you wish for.
Right.
Let's see who they get and let's see how it happens. Because the reality is, everybody always hates the offensive coordinator unless they come after John Donovan and they're able to get up. You know, in all sincerity, like, I'm not busting John Donovan's chest, but when the offense is terrible and you have a guy come in and the offense is good like Moorhead, then he's a made guy. Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
But if you remember, even year two of Moorhead, people would start to complain about his play calls and short yardage and goal line. People are never happy with that.
Tough game.
So I don't know. And I would say this for Ronnie.
Yeah.
Two more things. One is, you know, you can win at Old Dominion. I mean, it's Conference USA, but Old Dominion, that is one of the most talent-rich areas in the country. And you're not going to get the kids that want to go to Virginia Tech or maybe UVA, but if you get the next kids, now I'm sure that's what Bobby Wilder was already trying to do, but there is talent in that area. And even if you just get the kids that were going to go to JMU or William & Mary's, other places. The second thing is, to your question about Pry versus Ronnie, who knows if Pry wanted that job or would have taken that job, number one. Maybe he has his sights on a higher entry point.
Right.
And number two, Ronnie looks real good on paper. Ronnie went to Cornell, was at Kansas State, was at Vanderbilt. I mean, he beat us 2 years when I was at Princeton. He was at Cornell. They sucked, but he was good. They had a better quarterback than we did. And so he's got a lot of real good things on his resume, including the last 2 years being Penn State's offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and he could just maybe he just genuinely had a change of heart and decided he was ready to be a head coach. But I'm always fascinated by the timing of things and whether things are coincidences or not.
Yeah, I don't, maybe he was reading the tea leaves. You know what I mean?
It could be a little of everything. It really could be.
All right. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number one, news and notes. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're talking about Penn State's very busy off-season week. Going back to last week, after our show last week, it was announced that James Franklin, new contract, 6 years, no terms or financial disclosure. As you said, Bob, more money. Is the 6 year term the number that was expected? And it basically locks him up through 2025, obviously with a buyout clause. And this is a good move for Penn State, right? Do you feel it was the right move and a good move for Penn State?
I mean, he was going to be a hot commodity. I know that before the announcement, Clay Helton was retained at USC. But I just think as jobs come open, and they're going to come open every year at major colleges that are disappointing, he's always going to be on school's radar. They went 10-2 this year. They could have easily been 11-1. You know, if you look at the Minnesota game, I don't think a lot of people saw 11-1 or 10-2. They were replacing a lot of key players. You know, was it a perfect year? No, but I think that, you know, if you look at what he's done since the start of the 2016 season, or since the Minnesota game of the 2016 season, it's pretty impressive. So I think he kind of earned it, but I think the Penn State also knew that if they didn't, that this was gonna be an issue every year.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. They are perennial top 10, perennial New Year's Day Bowl. I think I said they were going to be 8-4, 9-3, one of those. Yeah. They're 10-2. He's done an outstanding job. They should absolutely keep that continuity if they can. What I think is interesting about this situation is, you know, when you're the coach at Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, they don't talk about you being up for other jobs. What does it say about Penn State's program that people think he could leave for Florida State or USC? Nobody ever says, hey, I wonder if Saban would leave. They don't even say, I wonder if Kirby Smart would leave. Why is Penn State's program at a point where people think he would leave? Why would for Florida State or USC?
Well, one of the things, one of the storylines, as they were unbeaten this year, he talked a little bit about people not talking enough about some of the things they had done dating back to that Minnesota game. And,
right,
2016. And he talked about being hurt by some comments from people, and you got to take the good with the bad. And I thought he was kind of sending signals that he really was a little bit conflicted about, do I really want to, you know, build a team and go, you know, 8-0 through the first eight games, or 8-1 through the first nine games, and take a little guff. Do I really want to do that here? And that was what I was kind of getting from him. And I don't know if maybe Penn State picked up on that too, but I did feel like he was a little bit unhappy with the way he was perceived when they were still unbeaten.
One more before we get out real quick. Will Fries, junior right tackle, announced he is staying at Penn State. 6'6", 313-pound New Jersey native, has started 23 games the last 2 years. I'm kind of surprised there was an announcement. I don't know Ross or Bob if he was really an NFL prospect.
Last year.
Right, but I didn't think he was on the fence, but he made an announcement. Yeah. And another offensive lineman comeback along with Miranda is good.
I think I'm going to get into offensive line play and correct. Tucker's tape. I think guys that start for multiple years – that come back for their fifth year, I think that they almost make announcements now. You know, it's almost like that is almost the norm. And the program has a graphic and forum and everything. I think they like it. I think they like touting that the guys are coming back.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Tucker's tape is next.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.